This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I really hope this conversation today just lands you into a gorgeous energy of presence and intention, but also the absolute power and portal that those things together can be. So I'm rereading right now a book that I read in 2017 that was so good. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. If you've never read it, I highly recommend it. It's our book club book in the Sanctuary of She community in quarter one of this year. It's by James Redfield, and it is this fantastic story. I personally, I geek out. I cannot get enough of self-development nonfiction books. Like, I just love the learning, but it's so nice to mix it up with a fiction-based story that it still gets just as powerful points across, but it's laid out in a story. And I read this in 2017. It stuck with me ever since. And so I was like, yes, we're going to reread this. We're going to do this in the book club this quarter. And rereading it, I am just re-falling in love with it all over again. All the little details that you forget, all the little pieces that make this book living magic. The Celestine Prophecy. It's basically, long story short, about this man who goes down to Peru in search of this ancient manuscript that has surfaced. And it includes, I believe, 9 insights that describe how humanity is shifting consciousness and becoming awake. And it's like a 9-step kind of process of how to really see that and work with it and be with it. So really, really, really beautiful storyline, but done in a way that's really easy to just zoom through and be with through the lens of characters and all the things. But for this podcast episode, what I wanted to bring you is in insight number 3. There's this piece that as I was reading it, I started like giggling and tearing up because it's so true and it's so simple and it's something that we work with so much in this work that we do in this podcast, the pillars of what Sanctuary of She stands for. Really, we rewiring at the subconscious level so that you can self-actualize, so that you can find out what you're made of, so that you can really access your full potential and tap into the realm of magic and miracles, because you are then playing with the energies of the quantum field and manifestation in a level that is conscious enough to receive the wild, big, beautiful responses. And I don't know about you, but that's why I love the human experience so much, is playing right there at the edge and really harnessing in all that that has to offer, both with consciously knowing the direction I want to go, but simultaneously being completely surrendered to the fact that when I'm playing like this, I could never know how good it gets to get. And so it's this act actually of really the portal to it all is today. And if today I am present enough to understand how big and beautiful my ability to show up in one single day is, that anything could come into my life, that I could be a match for anything, and learning how to hold that awareness and intentionality in every single day so that we're open enough to see the signs, to make the connections, to follow the flow, to feel the energy. And this is the most beautiful thing ever to me. So in insight number 3, there's this piece about beauty. And I'm just going to read a tiny little section of this page to you because I feel like it just says it best. And then I want to kind of zoom out and really see the power of what these words are saying. So it says, the perception of beauty is kind of a barometer telling each of us how close we are to actually perceiving the energy. This is clear because once you observe this energy, you realize it's on the same continuum as beauty. You sound like you see it, I said. She looked at me without the slightest self-consciousness. Yes, I do, but the first thing I developed was a deeper appreciation of beauty. But how does that work? Isn't beauty relative? She shook her head. The things that we perceive as beautiful may be different, but the actual characteristics we ascribe to beautiful objects are similar. Think about it. When something strikes us as beautiful, it displays more presence and sharpness of shape and vividness of color, doesn't it? It stands out, it shines, it seems almost iridescent compared to the dullness of other objects less attractive. I nodded. Okay. End scene. In this chapter, she's basically guiding him into realizing that through the act of slowing down and quieting the mind and really being able to see the beauty in the simplest things all the way to the ones that just pop out at you as wow. When we have those moments, when we are connected to beauty in this way, and it is around you in a million different ways at every single moment, it's just, are you looking for it? When we have the ability to do this, we tune naturally into a different kind of energy than you are if you're just, you know, in the mundane day-to-day, getting my to-do list down, nothing memorable. Oh, it's 11:11 as I'm saying this. Nothing memorable about this day that you're ever going to remember it by, right? This autopilot way of being where day to day, 95% of our thoughts, feelings, and actions don't change. This is the way most of us are living because we're all in pursuit of something down the line, something in future, thinking that that thing is going to bring us the beauty that we seek, the love that we seek, the joy that we seek, when really, it's right here, right now. So can you see it right here, right now? And the moment you start to train yourself, to tune yourself to see this and be with it, the moment you're automatically in a different playing field. And I love so much the simplicity of this because I think a lot of times with this work, either the verbiage that's used or just kind of the big philosophies that can be harnessed. It can be like a nice thought, but in practical use when you're on your own, it can kind of be this, it seems too big or too deep to fully grasp. And so we aren't able to hold consciousness of these things when it's just us in everyday noisy life, when you're at the grocery store, when you're driving in traffic, when you are getting work done, when you're making dinner for your family, when you are, you know, all these things. When in reality, if we zoom out, you picture yourself at the end of your time and you look back. Those are the very things that matter most, right? Like any good movie at the end of life leads us to feel and to cry about. It was always the simplest moments that were the most beautiful, yet we were always in pursuit of something bigger because we thought that that's what the human experience was. Now, this work I love because it's a combination of both of those, right? It's the portal to it all is today, not letting today pass you by because there's so much beauty here. And in turn from that, when you move, the universe moves. We get met halfway and we get met every single day. Like you're being met right now. But if you're consciously putting your best foot forward, then the way you're getting met gets to start to change. And the beautiful thing about this is that when we're met in this way, we don't have to be the ones that dictate and make all the things happen. The universe meets us halfway. The universe brings us the people, places, things, and opportunities. that really allow us to experience this magic of what comes with all of it. So when we take these big concepts and we anchor it into something as simple isn't the right word, but it's the one I'm going to use, as simple as beauty, it gives us something so tangible to really see. I don't know if you've ever had this done to you before, but I'm going to do it to you right now. I want you to take 5 seconds to look around wherever you're at right now, and I want you to see everything that's red around you. Just scanning from one side to the other, everything around you that's red. What is red? Now stop. Now if I asked you, what was blue? Right? It's like, I don't know what was blue. I was looking for red. We see what we're looking for. And when what we're looking for is determined by an autopilot that does not typically know how to be present and witnessing the beauty, we're not actually seeing. We're not actually being. We're not actually in this realm of magic and miracles. We're not actually feeling the energy shift that comes from the continuum of beauty. And in relation to this conversation in the actual insight in the book, this particular insight is all about learning how to feel and see energy. Everything is energy. We live in an energetic universe. You zoom at the microscopic level down to anything around you. This phone or ear pods that you're listening to this on, your computer, your house, your human body, everything when you go down to the molecular level is just a ton of moving particles. And whether they are very dense or less dense determines if they are soft or if they're hard to the touch. But everything is energy. And when this book is telling us that our ability to feel this and see it and work with it simply gets to begin by just witnessing beauty and being attuned to beauty, then isn't that a win-win? Because if even all this stuff was made up, if it wasn't real, which if you've ever experienced even a molecule of this, it's the most real thing you've ever felt in your entire experience. But even if this all wasn't real, teaching yourself to be attuned to beauty on the off chance that it was, wouldn't that just be worth it? When I asked you to look around the room and notice everything that you saw red, what if that was look around the room and notice everything you see that is beautiful? And you'll notice the layers that come with how beautiful, right? We're looking at a flower like, wow, look at this flower, truly. Look at this flower. When you really zoom in and look at it, look at how the petals have all those different colors in it and the shapes that draw the lines. Look at the leaves and the intricacies of the outer rims of the leaves and how they all come together in this beautiful way. Look at this stem, this strong, sturdy stem that has grown straight up to allow this beautiful flower to bloom. Look at the center of the flower and the swirls and all the different colors and all the different sources of pollen that the bees get. Like, it gets so deep. But then you look over and you see your dog or your animal or your child or your partner, or and it's like a whole different type of beauty that's connected to layers and layers of love and memories and life that's been spent together and the connection between the two of you. But most often we're sitting there just focused on what we need to do, what's going wrong in the world. Like, instead of scanning the room for beauty, we're scanning the room for the next thing that we need to be worried about, stressed about, get done, add to our plate, and we feel resentful because we've already got so much going on, and it just stacks and stacks and stacks. But you're sitting in the same room. You're having access to the same two moments. One of them you're choosing because of autopilot, because we live in a world that is so fast-paced, we've forgotten how to slow down enough to feel the power of presence, enough to understand the power of intentionality, enough to truly harness how beautiful it is. And so we're choosing the other one, not by conscious choice, but by subconscious choice, because 95% of our body and our mind and our soul is used to just being in autopilot. So where can you allow this for yourself? It's a win-win. Allow yourself to experience beauty, and all the pathways start to open up. It is this beautiful gateway into this work that is a perfect way to start playing with it without needing to know all the big concepts and all the big philosophies and how to ground it in and do it, which if you do want to understand that, that's exactly what we do in the Sanctuary of She community. It is a container that not only teaches you about it all, but that houses a lifestyle that you can tap into to start working with all of it without even needing to understand how it all fully works. But even if that's not it, even if you just are like, you know what? If it's a win-win, no matter what happens, I know that I feel good when I feel the beauty in things around me. Why not just start playing with it? I want you to do that right now. Look around your room, scan it, just like you did for anything red, wherever you're at. What do you see that is so beautiful? What is so beautiful all around you right now? That's been there this entire conversation that you just didn't feel because you weren't looking for it. And it's here now, just like it always is. And in the witnessing of that, can you feel your heart crack open a little bit? Can you feel the energy start moving a little bit? Can you feel your shoulders relax a little bit? Can you feel this desire to just take a big inhale and a long exhale? Can you feel hope? Can you feel trust? Can you feel excitement? Can you feel gratitude? Can you feel this like, wow, I get to be alive energy? Because that, once you start to live as a person who feels I get to be alive every day, you will be one to live one of the most extraordinary human experiences on the face of this planet. Not because everything needs to be set up for you to be in a place of that. That's what we think. We're like, well, when I get the evidence, when things fall into place, when, you know, my problems go away, then, yeah, sure, it'd be nice to be happy. You move, then the universe moves. We are met in every moment halfway by the universe. So what are you putting out? What are you tuning into? You've got to start to see the beauty now. You've got to learn the power of intentionality. You've got to understand how to get present enough to hold that. And then the problems start to change themselves, not the other way around. Why would you not want that? Don't you want that for the world? Can you imagine? Can you imagine a world where everyone lived like that? Where everyone put in the time to learn how to live like that? Like, we throw out all the big verbiage about all these huge things, throw it all out. What if just everyone started training themselves to look for the beauty instead of the bad? Not that the bad's not there. Not that we bypass the bad, but when we develop the strength to stay connected to beauty, we handle the hard in such a different way. And the hard holds such a different power over us. It dwindles. It goes away. It can't take us out of the game anymore. And when you become someone who can stay connected to beauty while riding the waves naturally that we are as humans, You become unstoppable. You become limitless. You truly do tap into the ability to see and feel this energetic universe in a way that you can consciously work with it. To, yes, not only believe in yourself when you say, wow, my wildest dream is that if I could have, be, and do X, Y, and Z, this is what I want. And to start moving in the direction where you believe that that actually gets to happen. But also being surrendered to the knowing that when I move, the universe moves. And if I'm met halfway by this gigantic intelligence that surrounds this entire universe, and I'm going to be brought the exact things on my path, that this is going to be way better than I could ever even imagine. So let's buckle up and let's ride this roller coaster of life using this gateway of just following the beauty and being with the beauty and slowing down enough to see the beauty and living through that beauty long enough to start to feel the wheels start to turn in the different direction. It is such an easy way to begin, you guys. And it's a win-win. But I promise you, the moment you feel this, there's no going back. It's the most profound experience ever. So be with this today. Be with this week. Bring it into your experience. How connected are you to beauty? How much are you looking for that? How often do you forget to be looking for it? It's gonna take time. Bring yourself back again and again and again and again and again. And if you want to go deeper, come into the Sanctuary of She community with us. Thank you for being here. I'm so honored to share this space and be in your ears with you every week on this podcast. These conversations are my favorite thing in the whole world. And I love hanging out with you as we get to geek out on all the things. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you next week.